You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Tomorrow, Victoria University Feminist Organisation and ALRAN's Abortion Rights Aotearoa, in conjunction with a number of feminist and equality groups, will march in Wellington to Parliament and demand abortion law reform. I spoke to ALRAN's Abortion Rights Aotearoa National President, Terry Ballamark, about the march. We discussed how the march came about, who was participating, and how the recent highly restrictive laws passed in the United States are affecting the cause for abortion reform in New Zealand. I began by asking Terry to explain how New Zealand's abortion law stands at the moment.
So right now, the law in New Zealand is that if you want to receive abortion care, you have to get the approval of two certifying consultants. It's not enough that you and your doctor agree to that. This is a problem because it nullifies the autonomy of people who are seeking care, and, you know, as even the UN has taken note of. Also, the situation in New Zealand right now is that it takes a really long time to get all the legal boxes ticked, because those two certifying consultants can't approve your abortion unless you come within the grounds that are stated in the Crimes Act, because abortion is still in the Crimes Act. It's still a crime, and people can still be punished for receiving abortion care outside the confines of the law.
And what sort of punishment is that? Is it a fine, or is there potentially like imprisonment as an impact?
Well, for the pregnant person, it's a fine of $200 maximum, which is better than a lot of places.
Yeah.
England comes to mind. But for doctors anyone who else who supplies an abortion outside the law, and doctors are absolutely, you know, very conscious of this, the maximum penalty, I think, is 14 years.
My goodness. Is that something that does happen? Do we know that doctors do actually end up with that sort of term of imprisonment?
I have not heard any cases of that nature that has happened. But, you know, it doesn't have to actually happen for it to hang over a doctor's
head. Not at all.
Change the way they do medicine, really, and make them very, very conscious that, you know, they have to tick all the boxes and follow the law, which, again, adds to the length of the procedure. Now, abortion care is really time-sensitive, obviously, because, you know, the earlier you, I mean, first off, abortion care is safe and routine. It's really, really safe, kind of a public health success story. But the earlier you access abortion, the better it is for you. So if you, for instance, medical abortions, you can only get if you're under 10 weeks, or sorry, under 9 weeks. And that's, so if you want to exercise that option, you need to get in quick. Unfortunately, studies have shown that our abortion system, from the point that you enter the abortion system, which is when your doctor refers you to the abortion service, to the time when you actually get the procedure is 25 days on average.
And that could go over that week period.
Yeah, yeah. And at 20 weeks, the criteria under which the certifying consultants can approve you becomes much more stringent. So they can after 20 weeks, they can only approve your abortion if it's going to cause the death or the serious permanent injury of the pregnant person.
So what does ALRANZ believe needs to be changed specifically to make our abortion laws fair?
Yeah, so ALRANZ would love to see abortion treated as healthcare, which is what it is. One in four people who are capable of becoming pregnant between the ages of, you know, 15 and 45, one in four will receive abortion care. And that's huge. I mean, that's lots and lots of people. So, abortion care is safe, routine health care, and we want it to be treated as such. We would like the New Zealand government to build a new abortion law around the Law Commission's Model A. Now, Model A was the option that the Law Commission presented the Minister of Justice, and it's the option that treats abortion most like health care, which is just what it is. So under Model A, abortion is simply a matter between a person and their doctor. So you go to your doctor or you go to a doctor, since one of the other things that we really want is the ability to self-refer into the system so you don't have to go through a gatekeeper. Because, you know, in the case of time-sensitive healthcare, like abortion, the quicker you get in, the better it's going to be for you. So we would like to see, obviously self-referral into the abortion system, and then once you're in the abortion system, it's a matter between you and your doctor.
Now, the demonstration that is planned is planned for tomorrow, is that correct, in Wellington?
Yes.
Who is participating in this?
Let's talk first about who really started, the initiative for this, because the initiative really came from Tara Sullivan of the Victoria University Feminists Organization. And they quickly got, excellent support from the Students Association. Tamitha Paul she's supported this from the very, very start. Also, the Victoria University Feminist Law Society is supporting this. So those three groups, have really done, so much of the organizing and, just pulling stuff together. It's been really wonderful. Al Rance and Organize Aotearoa and FemForce are also participating in the planning and, supporting and sponsoring and, all the good words.
It sounds like a lot of people are involved and that it is, there's going to be a lot of people out there participating. I know you've talked a little bit about Al Rance and what your sort of position is on the issue, but what exactly is the march the demonstration hoping to achieve tomorrow?
Well, one of the things that sort of generated the will to have this march was some of the laws that are being passed in the United States right now, specifically in Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, Indiana, Ohio, extreme anti-abortion legislatures and anti-abortion legislators and governors in those states have, put through laws that, disingenuously talk about, fetal heartbeat. Fetuses don't actually have a heart at 6 weeks. But at 6 weeks, you can sort of hear an electrical pulse. So the march is intended to show solidarity with the people of Alabama and Georgia and Mississippi and Louisiana and all those places where abortion is currently, where laws are being passed to make abortion inaccessible because you can't get in fast enough. At 6 weeks, most people don't even know they're pregnant. So what the effect of laws like that of Alabama, which prohibits abortion after you can hear that electrical pulse, the effect of that is to basically criminalize abortion, from the get-go. Since if you don't know you're pregnant, you can't take steps. So, points that we're trying to bring out. Another point that the march is trying to make is that New Zealand needs to recognize everyone's bodily autonomy. And the only option that acknowledges the human rights of all people is Model A. So it's also a demonstration in support of New Zealand government decriminalizing abortion and building a bill around Model A.
Do you think that the law changes in the states have had any significant impact on New Zealand and the government thus far, or do you think that there hasn't been that significant of a reaction to it?
Well, it's hard to say because the government is playing their cards very close to the chest, so to speak, in terms of, what they've let out, what information they've let out about their intentions with respect to the abortion bill, assuming there is an abortion bill. it seems like a lot of the, there's been a reaction in New Zealand itself. And I think probably any reaction that we're having from Parliament has been in observation of that reaction of people, because people are outraged. And the vast majority of people are like, oh my God, what is wrong with these, what is happening in the States? And I totally get that. some of the laws, some of the extreme laws that are coming out of some of these southern states are just, it's just barmy. And it's, yeah, it's pretty scary. I think probably the backlash that that Alfonaro received when he, you know, made the statements that he made, I think part of that was, you know, residual spillover anger from the things that were happening in the States at the time. I think that's probably the way in which those events have appeared in New Zealand and have affected the New Zealand situation.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.